Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it is always a privilege to be able to come to you with your word in hand, knowing that you desire to teach us, to guide us into all truth by your Holy Spirit, that you want us to know about you, O Lord. That you want us to know about your Son, Jesus. You want us to know your ways. So today, as we read once again in this book of Esther, we ask that you would bless us with your presence. Teach us that which you'd have us to know. Help us to live according to your ways, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Haman's Wares, Mordecai, and Esther. And it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 8, and verse 1. Haman was dead, and Mordecai's enemy was finally gone. But what happened after his death? What about the law of the Medes and Persians that would not allow even the king to alter it once it was written? In chapter 8 and verse 1 of the book of Esther, we begin to see how King Ahasuerus manages this problem. We read, "On that day did the king Ahasuerus give the house of Haman the Jew's enemy unto Esther the queen. And Mordecai came before the king, for Esther had told what he was unto her." Our verse begins, "On that day did the king Ahasuerus give the house of Haman the Jew's enemy unto Esther the queen." Let's notice that on the day that Haman was hung, his house was given to Esther the queen. That means all the wealth, land, wares, and goods that belonged to Haman were now the queen's property. As though it was a reward for her troubles or compensation for her trial, the enemy's belongings were now hers. Before she presented herself to the king, she was in great fear for her life, and now she was blessed with the wealth that Haman gathered in his lifetime. The verse goes on to say, "And Mordecai came before the king, for Esther had told what he was unto her." When we last saw Mordecai in our story, he was sitting at the gate in sackcloth and fasting for Queen Esther. Although he was wearing the king's robe and crown and was paraded through the streets by Haman before Haman's death, Mordecai's concern was for Esther. Though he sat before the gate of the palace in humility, he was brought before the king and exposed by Esther for who he really was. Can we imagine the king's demeanor when Esther told him about Mordecai's raising her after the death of her parents? Can we think about the exchange and appreciation that King Ahasuerus must have had for him, especially after he already knew of his disruption to the assassination attempt upon his life? The coast was now clear to reveal more to the king because Haman was gone and the fact that Esther was Jewish was known. Where Mordecai wisely told Esther not to expose her family or heritage when she was being selected as queen, this was the right timing for full disclosure, even of Mordecai's background. The events we have read demonstrate to us over and over again the mighty hand and involvement of God in Esther and Mordecai's lives. Queen Esther nor Mordecai could have predicted the events of this verse. And when they were in despair, nothing at all like this was in their thoughts. However, these events were in God's thoughts. Little did they know when their humility before God in prayers and fasting occurred that they would now be standing before the king blessed, fully disclosed, and in great favor. But God knew. God had a plan all along, and their part was to simply trust in him in it. If we were to know what God has in mind for us as we journey through our trials, we would more than likely be as surprised as Esther and Mordecai. As we ponder these things, let us keep in mind that though we cannot see what lies ahead, God does, and what he has planned for us is more than our minds can ever know. We can trust him. Next time, we will discover special honors given to Mordecai. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.